It's a Thursday afternoon. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Mike Tenora at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Let's begin with Brazil, where they have had an interesting growing season so far, though I'm told that it may be getting wetter there. What do you see?
Well, the weather forecast is certainly looking more promising for rain in the drought-stricken areas of Brazil, which does include a majority of their growing belt. As of Tuesday morning, the past 60 days had been drier than normal for 65% of first crop corn production, 95% of second crop corn production, and 75% of soybean production. So we're talking about a widespread area of drought in Brazil. Now, as noted, the pattern is looking wetter, and that's simply because a number of cool fronts are going to pass. Each one of those will develop some thunderstorms here and there, initially in the driest central and northern areas over the next 3 to 4 days, and then across a wider area over Monday through Friday of next week. Once you add everything up, we're going to conclude that most areas will see near normal rainfall over the next 2 weeks. And near normal is anywhere from 3.5 to 4.5 inches of rain. So this is a lot of rain coming up for them, certainly compared to what's happened throughout the growing season, where most areas have not been anywhere near normal, but again, pretty close to normal with, let's just say, around 4 inches of rain over the next 2 weeks.
And in Argentina, how will they fare?
Well, Argentina will not be as nearly as wet as they have been. Nearly all of the corn and soybean growing region was wetter than normal over the last 30 to 60 days. We haven't seen too much, though, in the way of excessive rainfall, and that's because all of the big-time rains occurred to the immediate north and east of the growing belt. So it would be kind of like if we were talking about heavy rains in Virginia or West Virginia, somewhere to the east of the corn belt. It really doesn't have a big impact on what's going on in the heart of the growing belt. And that's similar to what's happened there in Argentina. Now, going forward, we will see some more rain between Saturday and Monday. Around 1 to 2 inches is expected across a pretty big area. So things aren't going to be looking too bad there. Even though it does turn dry after that for about a week, temperatures will also be cool. So all these problems in Brazil that we've been talking about are kind of being offset a little bit by some of the problems in Argentina, though keep in mind, Argentina's growing region is quite a bit smaller than Brazil's.
Here in the United States, we'll continue with kind of the wet sort of function. It seems like we're going to get quite a bit of rain, and that could be a problem.
Well, this is a very wet setup. You don't see weather patterns that get a whole lot more active than this. We're going to see wave after wave of energy move through the central U.S. over the next couple of weeks. Each one of those systems, very similar to what we've seen yesterday and we'll see again over the next 24 hours, will produce rain across the Corn Belt. The area that will see the most rain is in the southern areas of the Corn Belt. So let's say to the south of Champaign-Urbana, and especially in southern Illinois, and then across the northern delta. Todd, as you know, that is a key soft red winter wheat growing belt region, and that area is looking at a lot of rain over the next couple of weeks. We could see anywhere from 4 to 8 inches, which is well more than 1 month's worth of rainfall. So the potential for river and field flooding is going to increase as we move through mid-month. Whether or not that has an impact on the future here in March and April, way too early to tell. But one thing we can tell you is that it's going to be wet there for a while.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd. Talk to you soon.
That's Mike Tenora. He is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.